The title of my sermonette is How Language Forms Life. From the past of the last 50 years, there has evolved a wide spectrum of so-called special literature for self-help, personal development, character advance, and they accumulated a lot of lecture and talks and seminars for bettering their own personal appearance and individual shaping. There have been many men which had a strong impact and influence, a positive impact of all that topics, like Carl Gustav Jung, Alfred Adler, and Sigmund Freud. Those people were talking about the psychodynamic basic approaches for developing the I, for refinement of the we. Also strengthening of their own character for the improvement of relationship between people. Language is a crucial factor here. It is about language development and knowledge about speech patterns. Also, there are wide possibilities in wrong and harmful directions. A billion market, where lots of doubtful characters have in mind not the well-being of the other person, and rather they just want to make the most money out of the people who are seeking for help. In the so-called psycho market, there is generated volume between 5 and 10 billion euro only in Germany alone. Spirit, in the form of language, is simply one of the business models. And with the increasing pressure of society that says you have to make the something out of your life, the self-helping guides are vastly growing out of the ground. For answering the exponential increasing mass that is seeking for help due to depression and anxiety, and for feeding those who are way too much of the mind of a perfectionist or narcissist. Before, there was the imam, the cardinal, the guru, the Buddha, and one of those cults who made people pay their last penny due to the linguistic supremacy, because people have been branded strongly emotionally. Today is not different. Only the range widely increased. The overkill of literature and linguistic outpourings is nearly not measurable anymore. Academic expressions, descriptions like doctor or master are protected in many countries, but only show scientific qualification without reference to a special subject. So when somebody is feeling qualified, he can switch himself from a speaker to a journalist. The commercial freedom is drawing in a lot of people who want to make a quick buck. The majority of people that seems wanting to help through talks and books do not have the grounding motivation for help. They simply compose texts for purely mercenary reasons. Language can help. Words can heal. Thoughts can build cities. And the ideas can change the world. But only out of a true, beautiful, and good motivation. The godly motivation. The true and godly always has been distorted through the history into a confusing expression, for example, into the transcendental meditation or spiritual personality development, often perverted through esoteric and occult influences. Character and personality development includes spirituality. This is true. But the real original meaning always has been veiled through time. Spiritual is related and descends from spiritus. This means spirit. We all know from these words, for example, like the Hebrew, ruach, or the Greek form is psyche, pneuma, nous. Nous or nas is a word from the antique Greek philosophy. In philosophical terminology, it means a human skill for catching up something intellectually and the entity inwards of the human being that is responsible for recognition and thinking. Also, this word has a different meaning in general language use. The word nous, often translated with spirit, intellect, mind, or even reason. The common Latin equivalent is intellectus, but also analogies are mens, ratio, and ingenium. In their metaphysical and cosmological teachings, where they originated from the godly guidance, nous is also a cosmical principle which described reasoning in a godly way. Now we understand that even for the old Greeks, language and the mind, or better the spirit itself, are inseparable related to one another. And they are standing in alternating relationship to another. This we will see when we look at one of the most known words in the Greek language, logos. Language creates, spirit forms, and thoughts direct and maintain. In the outlay of 1545 from Luther, we can read very well in Psalm 33, please turn to me, Psalm 33, verse 6. Psalm 33, verse 6. Or in the King James Version. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Do we recognize how much power we have within the language? Jesus Christ is described as the Logos in John 1, verse 1. Please turn there. John 1, verse 1. And here it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Greek word Logos is one of the names of the Lord Jesus Christ in reference to 1 John 1 and 1 and Revelation 19:13. As Jesus Christ, as the Word, as Spirit, as a being of infinite creative force descended into human flesh, became a human being, so we have to recognize our force and responsibility, which reveal from our spirit and our ability to speak. Moses was struggling, and he refused to speak when he was commanded to use his ability when God spoke to him. His mouth and the words from God to free a whole nation from captivity. Jeremiah, a prophet of God, who was ordained and sanctified in his mother's womb for exhortation against the nation of Judah. Even he wasn't sure about his responsibility and power of his words, for that he said, "Ah, Lord, behold, I cannot speak, I am a youth." Jeremiah 1, verse 6. The words of Jonah should have made change as a whole nation. His resentment and unwillingness almost was the reason for the nation of Nineveh that lost their lives at that time. Almost lost their lives at that time. We often will struggle by finding the right words, or even struggle by having any words. But out of the true, the beautiful, and the good motivation, the godly motivation, we will find words that find their way directly into people's hearts. They will be a creative force that will build up for the good, and through their force there will break down the bad and bring to an end. When we reflect ourselves, that God will give us the right words in the right time, so he will make us a strong wind, which has its power descending from the truth and the one and only godly source of life. Then God said, there will be light, Genesis 1, verse 3. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. Jeremiah 55, verse 11. For he spoke, and it was done, he commanded, and it stood fast. Psalm 33, verse 9. How often do we read that we should stop our dumb gossip or to stop rushing with our mouth? It is written that the reading of the words bring wisdom, and that the words of a king are mighty, and the sentence against an evil work is not executed quickly. Our words, that what we speak, that what we talk and think, our consciousness over our lives, that what we give out through our language, that all defines our character. And it is so essential for survival in which wisdom we choose our words, which writings we read, because every observation illustrates something, and everything that can be illustrated can become an ideology. Now, when we come back to the language, or where the speaker originates from, the logos, so we have to look on the word's roots. The small word lego, the most primitive form of the verb, translated in the easiest sense, it has the meaning of lay forth or bring forth or relate to something, mean, bring into perfection, ask, command, call, describe, to give out. Or on the other hand, the word logos literally means something said. Or it even can mean the thought, reasoning, cause, account, reason in the way of consideration. Seen in the context, this word is underlined by order. All of these examples we have seen are to correlate to a constructive and creative system of ordering. So, we have to determine by implication that all things which are used in spiritual matters and also in linguistic usage only have to serve one purpose, that is to keep order of the human being inwardly and of his outside world. Everybody knows the saying for sure, cleanliness is next to godliness. Personality and self-help lecture alone will not help, or novels, or science magazines, or listening to the TV breakfast show, even when we only alone would read the Bible. Words and writings and spirit have to be set in a reasonable relationship in these times where information is flooding into our lives. The Spirit of Christ and the words of the Bible are mighty tools, so we can relate in the right way with all the different ideas, doctrines, expressions, and exposures, that we can conclude in a wise way which words are true and beautiful and good. God helps us with his Spirit to cleanse our spirit and our words. He helps us to recognize and bring back order into our world and bring forth the good. So, we see how contrary the condition of this world is, of which of the logos, those spiritual influences which are responsible, that is Satan and his demons. They made sure to change the language, thoughts, and therefore personal development, ideas, doctrines, to a point where it is almost impossible to bring back order. Only the mighty intervention of the Logos himself will stop the confusion of language and thoughts. It is not for nothing that we have the humoristic saying that little children babble around. It is not possible to speak clearly. They are making single sounds and noises. They still not have the spiritual growth and their childish knowledge to speak in the right things and therefore act in the right way. We live in the Babylon of confusion. Humanity has been placed under disability, under the influence of Satan, and therefore was disorder. For this reason, no man has become like this out of itself. All patterns, accomplishments, structures, and the process of the current development have the root in the rejection of the Logos. So the answer for this is to bring forth a proceeding usage of godly thoughts and godly language. Therefore, we can have order again and true life can be formed again in us and around us.